Today with Sarah McInerney, weekdays from 10 on RTE Radio 1.
Now, employees may be entitled to a working from home allowance of €3.20 a day, but it seems that not all employers are keen to stump up that allowance straight away. Well, to discuss this and the COVID payment and indeed other financial issues that concern listeners at the moment, I'm joined by financial planner Eoin McGee. And if you have any questions for Eoin, you can text us on 51551 or you can email todayradio@rte.ie. Eoin, thank you very much for coming into us this morning. This working from home credit, who's entitled to it and what do people actually have to do to get it?
Okay, so anybody who's actually working from home. So what revenue kind of determine not working from home is if you bring your laptop home in the evening from the office to finish off some stuff, that's not working from home. But if you're actually, and there's a huge amount of people who find themselves working from home for the very first time, and they're working all day, every day at home, they probably have a desk set up or they're doing it at the kitchen table, they probably have the kids locked out. Those are the people who can now claim this for the first time. And the way it works is your boss can pay you up to €3.20 a day, €3.20 a day, tax-free, no USC, PRSI, just a tax-free payment. Or you can decide yourself, if your boss decides not to do that, you can decide yourself to put a claim in yourself at the end of the year. And by putting a claim in, it has to be for what's called vouched expenses. And what that means is you need to have a utility bill like the heating bill or the broadband bill or both or whatever it is that you believe are the right expenses. And what we're finding is, in general, there's no kind of, with revenue, there's no kind of black and white. But in general, if you're claiming for kind of up to 10% of your bills, like up to 10% of the heating bill, it seems to be getting through okay. When you go beyond that, like if you're looking for 15 or 20 or 30% of the heating bill, revenue will probably look at it a little bit more closely. So there's two options here. Either your boss pays it to you or you put it through as vouched expenses yourself at the end of the year as a tax return.
Okay, if you're putting it through as vouched expenses, do you get more?
Potentially, yeah, absolutely. And that's because you've probably incurred more, and people should weigh that up and say, well, is it costing me more than €3.20 a day? So it could be worth your while to look at either. It's much simpler if your boss is willing to do it.
Okay.
Because it's just a straightforward, through your payroll, you get €3.20 a day for every day you're at home and you don't have the hassle. But the hassle might be worth it in other ways as well. Not just that you could get more, but also for any PAYE worker, like self-employed people are used to doing a tax return. They do one every year. PAYE workers tend not to do them and they miss out big time. And I'm not just talking about the working from home allowance here. I'm talking about in general, on average, PAYE workers who do a tax return will get somewhere between 800 and 1200 euros of a rebate. Now, that's well publicised from the big companies who do these tax returns for PAYE workers. So it is worth your while. The things people miss out on all the time are medical expenses. And the big one is often if you're changing jobs or you take a month off during the summer to spend time with the kids or whatever it is. Tax credit system doesn't really allow for that in a lot of cases. So therefore, you can find that you're due a tax refund at the end of the year. So it's well worth a PAYE worker doing that.
Okay.
Even if it's not just for the working.
But if you don't want to venture through all that and go to revenue, why would an employer not do it for you? Why would they be reluctant to do it for you?
Well, it's an extra expense for them. They could just say, you know what, we just don't have the money in the business right now. They could look at it that depending on what way their year goes, they might pay it towards the end of the year and say, you know what, I'm delighted with how you've worked with us this year. And this is one of the things that we were holding off on to see how the business went. Remember, employers are scared right now. Like they are worried about what way the world is going to look in the next 6 or 12 months. And in fact, research would suggest that Irish employers are more scared than international employers are. We think it's going to take longer to come out of this than our international counterparts do. So they're worried and they want to make sure. And the most important thing you want to make sure of is that you still have a boss in 12 months' time. Mm. So work with them on this and be reasonable about it.
And could they argue that even though you might have increased costs from working from home because of whatever it would be, heating or light or internet bills, that you'd have a drop in costs from commuting and buying your lunch out and other costs associated with working in an office?
They could argue that, and that could be the reason why they don't pay €3.20 a day to you, but revenue won't argue with that with you. They're saying you're incurring these costs. They never allowed you to claim for driving to or from work, so therefore they will allow you to claim for this. And that's where, like, don't beat your boss up over this. If you can't do it, just do the paperwork yourself and put it through. And as you said, Sarah, in some cases there will be more money paid to you because 10% of your bill or up to 10% of your bill. But remember, be reasonable with revenue, be reasonable with your boss, and everyone gets through this much better.
Okay. I want to talk about the tax liability of the COVID payment in a minute, because I know there's been quite a bit of confusion in around that. But I was speaking to Pat McDonough from Supermax on this show yesterday, and he was talking about the question of part-time workers getting the full €350 COVID payment. I'm just wondering, from a revenue perspective, could those workers be pursued at some stage for the difference in terms of what they were earning and what they're now getting under the COVID payment?
Yeah, and I listened to Pat McDonough yesterday, and I think that the interesting thing about it is that if you were on 100 euros a week before this, and now you're on 350 euros a week because of the circumstance. And I actually listened back to Regina Doherty, who was on this show a couple of months ago, and she was asked the very same question. What I would say about that is that it's not fair. If you have twin A and twin B, and one of them works for Supermax and one of them works for the chemist, or the chemist's a bad example because they're probably worked through this, but they're working somewhere else. And Pat McDonough had to close down his restaurants. And all of a sudden you went from 100 to 350, but your twin brother or twin sister went from 100 to not that. Like, they had to continue working, actually, and they stayed on their 100 euros a week. That's not really fair on society as a whole, is the way I would look at it. I think there would be a lot of support for revenue to go after this payment, this extra payment, the extra 250 euros a week that these part-time workers have got seen a pay increase. It will be subject to tax, of course, but I do think that this extra payment, the only people who are going to disagree with that are the people who are in receipt of it. And most people who are in receipt of it, I'm not sure, it feels like all of them have come to me on Instagram and asked me, what should I do with the extra money? What I've been telling them absolutely point blank is, save the money. If revenue don't come looking for it in 12 months or 24 months, use it for the holiday then. But don't spend it now, because I think society would agree that nobody should be getting a pay rise in this current climate.
Okay, so you think that they might be pursued?
I think they should be pursued. I'd go further, Sarah. I'd say they think they should be pursued.
Okay, I know you spoke about the tax implications of the COVID payment, but can you just remind us of the issue around this and how it will affect people?
So the wage subsidy scheme and the COVID 350 a week payment were introduced very quickly. And to introduce it quickly, what Revenue said was, is we're not going to deduct tax from it now. We're not going to take the tax out of it in real time. And what that means is, what that means is that you will end up in a position where at the end of the year, if there's tax due on it, they're going to come looking for it. Now, some people won't have to pay tax on it. And the very reason they won't have to pay tax on it is because they won't earn enough money this year. So in really simple rounded terms, and I'm sure people will text in afterwards, in rounded terms, if you earn up to 15,000 euros a year, you're not going to pay any tax on this. If you're earning between 15 and 35,000, I'd say put 30% of it aside, of the COVID payment. Put that aside. If you're earning more than 35,000 this year, then you need to put about 50% of it aside. I'm over-egging it there, but you're not going to be disappointed that you have too much money for the taxman. If you don't have the money for the taxman when they come knocking in January, what will happen is your tax credits will be adjusted next year and possibly the year after as well to pay this money back to Revenue. Revenue have been clear they're going to do this. So if you owe them tax, they will adjust your tax credits and you will end up paying tax, more tax next year and potentially the year after than you should have had you kept the money to one side. You're getting the money right now. Believe me, there are people out there getting no money right now and they're completely, like, they're out of a job and they don't know where their next pay packet's going to come from. And there are people on 203 euros a week who have non-COVID related unemployment benefits. Count your lucky stars that you're getting the 350 or the 70% of your wage and put the money to one side so you don't bring this year's problem into next year.
All right, good advice. I think Owen McGee, financial planner, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We'll be back in a moment.